NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins us every Friday. He's back with us again today from Washington. Juan, welcome to the show again.
Merry Christmas, Alex.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. And Secretary Rumsfeld had been in trouble politically for his handling of the war. Polls this week I read showed the war growing more unpopular and he growing more unpopular. I wonder what difference you think this trip will make politically, fundamentally more so. Is it going to change anything in the conduct of the war?
No, I think that the big argument in Washington this week, which is there's no honeymoon is the way the pollsters are putting it. The pollsters look at President Bush's approval rating 1 month now, basically after the election, going down under 50%. And, of course, the cause for it is Iraq. And Rumsfeld has become the polarizing figure. If you look at the ABC Washington Post poll done this week, 52% of Americans are saying Rumsfeld's got to go. 56% are saying, which is a new high, by the way, that the war in Iraq is not worth fighting. And less than half of Americans think that there's any progress being made in Iraq. And I might add that it's over 50% who say Iraq is not prepared to have an election on January 30th, which is the basis for all of President Bush's policy maneuvering at this moment in Iraq.
He might be in trouble, but he couldn't ask for more support from the number one guy. The president has just been absolutely stalwart in saying, this is my man, I like him, I believe in him, and I'm sticking with him.
Oh, without a doubt. And the president said as much at a news conference. Alex, you know the president had his second news conference in 6 weeks, which caught reporters here off guard. No one could understand why he was doing it. And in this press conference, he tended to talk in more direct and honest terms about the difficulty of the situation in Iraq, but at the same time said that, you know, he knows Rumsfeld, feels comfortable with Rumsfeld, is surprised that people are saying that Donald Rumsfeld doesn't feel for the troops or would put the troops in any harm's way without sufficient protection, which, of course, is the issue that came up when Rumsfeld was meeting in Kuwait with some Americans, American reserves who were about to go into Iraq and asked about why those soldiers didn't have proper armor on their cars. Rumsfeld, in a subsequent press conference, had this to say. He said, I'm truly saddened by the thought that anyone could have the impression that I or others here are not doing anything but working urgently to see that the lives of our fighting men and women are protected and cared for in every humanly possible way. And I think that's much of the reason why he's in Iraq today and will be there as we go into the Christmas holiday.
Juan, let me ask you about another story that's out today in the papers, and that is the White House says Mr. Bush is going to reappoint some judges he tried to appoint earlier. They had not been confirmed by the Senate. What's going on there?
Well, this is really a run-up to the almost, a, you know, assumed what will happen is that Chief Justice Rehnquist will retire shortly. He has been battling thyroid cancer, and this looks like a run-up by the White House to say we're not going to tolerate any filibusters coming from Senate Democrats. But what has happened is that they have nominated 20 unconfirmed judicial candidates. But what you get right away from the Democrats, and I must say some of the Republicans, including Arlen Specter, the Pennsylvania Republican who recently became the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Specter said he would have preferred to have had some time in the new Congress to try to cool the tensions over judicial nominees. Harry Reid, who is the minority leader in the Senate for the Democrats, said, hey, let's look at the record. The record is Democrats have worked with the president to approve 204 nominees, rejecting only 10 in what he called the most extreme. Among those people are some of the 20 that the president has now renominated and made it very clear he wants a fight about this. And the president now has four more Republicans in the Senate. He's up to 55 Republicans there. And so that brings into the question whether or not Bill Frist will use what's a so-called nuclear option, Alex, and simply try to block the use of filibusters that require that you get 60 senators to end a filibuster and support having a nominee go to the floor for a vote. If the president goes ahead with this, Alex, it's going to be the start of a huge fight here in Washington.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams, regular guest here on Day to Day on Fridays. Thanks again, Juan.
Happy New Year.